This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:15, getting some texts about Tom Fitzmaurice, quoting him, "It doesn't matter how fancy the party is, how expensive the food is. If there are finger sandwiches, they will always be the first thing I go to." And I asked Tom one time how he could eat all of these meals and not be heavy, because he reviewed so many restaurants. And he told me that his secret was, as soon as the entree came, if he was by himself, he would separate it in half, because he would have leftovers constantly, right? And I guess in a way now you can look at it as a waste of food. But he would take the salt shaker and immediately cover the second half of it with salt so it was inedible, so he couldn't eat it no matter how good it was. And that's how he managed to keep his weight down. But he was a tremendous man, a smart guy, new vocabulary guy. He knew, for example, that the word flounder and founder could be used interchangeably. And sometimes people correct each other, saying, "No, if you mean sink, you're saying flounder and you mean founder," or the other way around. But according to Webster's, both can be used interchangeably. Not, however, when it comes to the fish. When it comes to the fish, then you got to use flounder. And with that in mind, Jason Adrians joins us now, fisheries biologist of the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. How you doing, Jason?
Good morning. Doing well. Yourself?
I'm well, sir. Everybody has a story, and I always like to hear everybody's. How do you become a fisheries biologist with the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries?
It's a little bit of a long story. I actually grew up in the Midwest, but had a biology teacher that would constantly show us Jacques Cousteau films. And so
really?
I had these visions of scuba diving for a living, and that didn't work out. But here I am.
Everybody's got a story, Jason, and that's why I wanted to hear yours. Tell me the story of flounder in Louisiana.
Sure. As you may know, we've had some issues with the flounder stock over the last decade. The population has gone down to a point where we needed to enact some management restrictions further than we already have. And so in 2022, our Wildlife and Fisheries Commission established a fall and winter closure. So October 15th through all of November, commercial and recreational harvest of that species is restricted. And that was done because the population, the spawning portion of that population, is too low. We need to recover it to a more sustainable biomass. And the problem with flounder, even though we use the term overfished, that a better way to say that with flounder is that stock's depleted. It's not a result of our fishing activity. It's a result of the biomass. There's been lower recruitment, so we've had fewer younger fish make it into the estuary after spawning, after those adults spawn.
Well, hang on. Let me slow you down a little bit.
Yeah,
let me use a timeout
sure.
here, Adrians. Jason, if I can, I got three of them, and I want to use one of them right here before the clock runs out. And that is, you talk about recruitment. Is that what you said? And biomass? Take me through that a little bit, what that means, because it's easy to say it's overfished, but you're saying that's not the reason.
Well, yeah, it's so normally if you hear the term overfished, folks think it's too much fishing. It's a technical term we use when the spawning stock of a species is too low. The technical term is overfished. Mm-hmm. Now, when I talk about recruitment, that's after the adults offshore spawn and these larvae move inshore into the estuaries. Recruitment is those young juvenile fish that make it into the estuary and survive to enter the fishery. So our recruitment that we look at is those young fish that survive through that high mortality on those younger ages and make it into the fishery.
And what was hurting that?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so flounder are a little unique. There's part of it is the biomass is too low, so not enough fish spawning. But another unique aspect of their biology is they have temperature-dependent sex determination. So when those young larvae are moving inshore, if water temperatures are around 64 degrees, it's pretty much a one-to-one male-to-female ratio. But if those estuarine water temperatures are much higher, you can skew that male to female ratio to almost 7 to 1, being 7 males to every female. So you end up having this disproportionate amount of males and not enough females.
So the change in the water temperature was temporary or not?
Well, it's just during the critical time of year. So those young flounder are coming into our estuaries between February and March, this time of year. And so this time of year is when those water temperatures are critical. And if we've had really warm springs and those water temperatures have been really warm, then that leads to more male flounder.
throws the balance off. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. We're talking to Jason Adrians, fisheries biologist of the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. I'm a golfer. I am not a fisherman. So if y'all have any questions, please text them in to 504-260-1870 because I don't know what I don't know. I will say this, Jason, you scared me because when you said recruitment, I was expecting fish to start wanting name, image, and likeness money. 721 traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jason Adrians, fisheries biologist with the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, about flounder populations. When it comes to hitting a flop shot over a bunker, I'm your guy, but when it comes to fishing, not so much, so I defer to the audience. Somebody texted in, Jason, and says, so after this winter, there ought to be an overabundance of female flounders. Is that accurate or not?
It's not quite accurate. If the water temperatures stay in that optimum range with this cooler spring, then it should be closer to a 1-to-1-6 ratio. That doesn't mean we'll have more juvenile flounders survive. There's some other things that go on as well. Obviously, our coast, everyone knows how much habitat we're losing. So that plays a role in terms of nursery areas for these young fish. And I want to add, this is not just a Louisiana issue. This is the issue with flounder has been gulf-wide and even up the southeast coast. A lot of states have noticed this issue with flounder.
You're reading ahead because the next text here, Jason, was what about the loss of coastal habitat?
Yeah, that's a big thing moving forward as we lose more of that habitat that's conducive to fish and we have less habitat to support our populations. Those issues will persist.
Somebody else wants to know about flounder bycatch because of shrimping, and I don't know quite how you catch a flounder. Do you bottom fish for that, or what's the deal on that, Jason?
Well, so there's there's been a lot of flounder regulations throughout history, or at least in the last couple of decades, and one that's legislative here in Louisiana is that all flounder caught as trawl bycatch can be kept on a shrimping vessel. One thing that happened that allowed this closure that was put in place to happen was the legislature adjusted that if the stock is overfished or undergoing overfishing, the department could regulate that bycatch. And the peak times for flounder bycatch and shrimping activity is in that time period from mid-October through November that's when all the females move down the coast and move offshore to spawn. So that was our biggest bang for the buck in terms of protecting that stock and trying to rebuild it, is to try to let as many females as possible make it offshore to spawn.
Only 30 seconds left. Let me get to this one. Can you ask if there will be any restrictions on redfish or speckled trout due to the cold fish kill? And I got to follow up with, was there a cold fish kill?
We did have fish kills related to this recent freeze event. There's a document online with that's tied to a news release that you can link to that shows the effort we put forward in documenting those. We did observe both red drum and trout mortality in going out after the freeze. At this time, there's no pending restrictions based on that. We're just going to continue to monitor those stocks.
Jason, I'm glad you watched Jacques Cousteau, and I'm glad we got you from the Midwest. Jason Adrians, fisheries biologist with the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Jason, quickly, is there a website where fishermen can go or fisher ladies and get all the information they need?
Sure. It's our homepage, which is www.wlf.louisiana.gov.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll come back, talk to Joe Geruso about this school board city settlement. Ridiculous foolishness. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.